Shall I tell a tale of love and of jealousy, and of how a mortal found her own destiny? Born a maiden of luminous beauty, and revealed she was a flower so heavenly. But by this admiration I'm doomed, you see, the smite of our goddess upon me. Now I'm sent to wed one of dragon breed. Oh dear Venus, I meant no impiety. And so the girl was left alone on a mountaintop, until with gentle breath Sapphira she to a palace brought. For the fates had deigned not Venus's wishes wrought, but instead that love's famed arrows would share her heart. We had happiness there, but in secrecy. In darkness we love without need to see, but convinced to unveil his identity. Great wings betrayed flew fast away from me. And so she wandered all the land, searching far and wide, while he lay sequestered by his indignant mother's side. She prepared to face the implications of her desire, approached the gates where habit seized her and made her cry. Oh, trouble and sorrow, please leave me be. Has your mistress no heart to bid me clemency? I love Eros sweetly and fervently. 'Tis only of this I am guilty. Commanding before night this sorting task must be complete. The mess of lentils, corn and barley and poppy seeds did loom impossible to weary and worn psyche. I stand overwhelmed with humility, but hark underfoot, earthborn, you pity me. Oh, nimble nurslings, rush to my sisters of humanity, took each grain by grain, made piles of the same. The light of nature came to me. Oh, myrmidons, oh, gentle beasts, I asked you not, still you saved me. Such diligence grant me this lesson teach. Now consciousness have I to
of Persephone.
tasks completed, she afraid she was, but never weak. Then when cast in Stygian sleep, love flew and roused her from the deep. Oh, counsel above, oh, Jupiter, you welcome me into your theater. The lessons I've learned from the tower and greenery and the royal bird's great beak, the ants who rescued me. Yes, it takes strength.